What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Look out for Team France. Look out for Team Russia. He's got a lot of big, bulky dudes who like to hit out there. You can't hit in football, but it's Russia. They'll skirt the lines.
They'll find a way to do
they'll
it.
They'll find a way. And you know, my personal favorite, Brazil.
Because they're fast?
I hadn't thought that far. I just thought, like, Brazil, it makes sense to me in my head.
How hard could it be, right? Just catch the ball. You'll be fine.
That's true. Just run real fast, catch the ball. Yeah. I mean, football, really, in general. Gardo's doubleheader today canceled out. There's a doubleheader tomorrow. One of the three games from this series will be made up at a later date. But they sit at 25-21. They're actually now in fourth place in the AL Central, which is wild that we would ever have a AL Central team that is four games above 500 and in fourth place. But it's an all-new Central to talk all things Gardo's baseball, the season so far, what maybe he expected, what he didn't expect, a lot of things here. We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and talk to Scott Braun of Foul Territory TV. Scott, welcome to the show.
What's up, Nick and Jonathan? All we have to do is place the Guardians in that crappy AL East, and they would be really close to the first-place Yankees ahead of everyone else, right?
We've been saying it for a while that the AL East is really bringing down baseball, and they should just contract it. We've been saying that for at least a year and a half now.
Hey, well, you've got a team in a minor league ballpark. You've got, I would say, the collapse of the year so far in the Baltimore Orioles. So there's some cases to be made for some sludge there in the AL East. That should be the big flex in the Midwest, is the AL Central looks much better than the AL East right now.
So we weren't going to start with the managers getting fired, but Derek Shelton, former Indian hitting coach, he gets fired after, I think, 6 years in Pittsburgh. Bud Black, after nine just absolute craptastic years in Colorado, gets marked. And now Brendan Hyde in Baltimore. I guess this is a two-parter. I know journalists say you shouldn't do this, but it's a two-parter. One, do you think firing the manager works, or are each one of these guys fall guys? And two, in which one of these scenarios do you think firing the manager might actually work?
Oof. Maybe the Rockies will win 38 games instead of 32. Do I think it works most of the time? No. I think the popular example is to go back to the Phillies World Series appearance in 2022. Joe Girardi starting out, very different type of manager in Rob Thompson taking over. I think they did it early enough in the season for it to make sense, plus a very talented team. In the cases that we're talking about, the Rockies might end up as the worst team in baseball history. Not much you can change there. But I actually agree with that one the most, guys, because Bud Black's been there for almost a decade. The Rockies have a serious problem from the ownership side of not going external for anything. And so it's just the same thing over and over. Obviously, they don't have the same resources. And it's not even the payroll side of things. Like, if you look at what Cleveland brings to player prep, technology, et cetera, Colorado ownership group just doesn't believe in that stuff. So they're in the Stone Age living on their own planet. But I was okay with that one. Just Bud's been there for a long time. He's a super nice guy. They need to start doing something differently and hopefully in the offseason getting someone from outside of the organization to take over. For the other two, straight up fall guys for me. I mean, on the Pirate side of things, you have an owner who doesn't participate ever in free agency. He would even look at this Carlos Santana contract from the offseason and be like, we would never do something like that. They haven't done a multi-year deal since Ivan Nova in 2016, and that was 2 years, biggest contract in free agent history, I think, for the Pirates is Russell Martin, 2 years, 17. Like, they don't believe in it, so that's its own mess. I think Derek Shelton's a good manager. I think him and Hyde both will eventually be managers again and be more successful with their second run. Lastly, with the Orioles, same thing. Brandon Hyde, manager of the year 2 years ago, brought the team from the tanking world back to playoff contention. He's the man. He's great. But all of a sudden, he's not when Mike Elias completely left alone the starting pitching at the top problem that the Orioles would have, and they're in the thick of their winning window, and he just did a really poor job. That's not a money thing. They upped their payroll by $66 million. He just made the wrong moves, and on my show, Foul Territory, we were smashing them and getting a lot of pushback from the Orioles, Orioles fans, and now they're 15-31. So hopefully that answers your question, which means none of these teams are going to be good this year. They're all crap. They're all sellers.
Scott, you brought up Santana. He's slugging in the 300s right now. That's your three-hole hitter right there in some days. It's mainly J-Ram, but Santana's always at the top of the lineup. And he's got one of the worst slugging percentages in all of baseball. I don't want to put it all on Santana. That's not fair. But it does speak to a problem offensively that it feels like the Guardians have. Do you see it that way as well? Or what's your outlook on this Guardians team and how they can at least – I mean, they're winning games at least, Scott.
Yeah, they are, because some other guys like Schemann, obviously, are playing out of their minds right now. Carlos Santana is 39 years old. So when I'm trying to predict free agent signings, and guys, I'm going to toot my horn on this one too. I was very anti-Naylor essentially out and Carlos Santana coming in. And for me, Slade Ciccone, sure, maybe he becomes something. The Guardians are really good at finding diamond in the rough kind of guys, but I don't think it was worth it. I think Naylor fits so well there. Let him play one more season and go into free agency. You don't think you're going to sign him? Okay, no problem. But, I mean, Naylor looks significantly better, obviously. I just play the age game. The two signings I hated the most were Carlos Santana and Charlie Morton. What's the theme? They're just getting up there, and usually at some point the wall hits, and it hits really hard, and like they shouldn't be in the league anymore. So I haven't seen enough consistent at-bats to be able to make a clear-cut case, nor am I going to act like I'm a hitting coach. But it just wasn't the right move. I think, guys, if you look at where the Guardians are at, and I told you, you know, McKenzie's out and Tanner Bibee's off to a bad start and the bullpen doesn't look as fire as it did last year, although still very good, you'd be like, okay, I'll take where we're at right now. So I think that's how Guardians fans should look at this ball club. I don't think anybody in the beginning of last season was like, yep, this team is going to be fighting the Yankees for a World Series appearance. So I actually think they're in somewhat of a similar spot. You have some underperformers and you have some guys that you didn't expect to be this good right now.
So I guess just 46 games in for them, I think most other teams have played about 50 games, but Cleveland weather will steal a fruit from you early in the season. This is what's your takeaway on where the Guardians are and their ability to get in the fray here over the next month or so, or stay in the fray, what have you?
Yeah, I think they're going to stay in the fray. I mean, I think that a lot of things went well for them last year and put them in that spot. Kwan looks like Kwan for the most part from what I've seen. Jose Ramirez looks like himself. Naylor looks like he's developing a little bit. Same with Manzardo. So there's a lot of good pieces. They've done a really nice job of developing from within both pitching and position players now. Here's the biggest problem, guys, in my mind. The AL Central is really good. The Tigers might be the best team in the American League. For me right now, they are. I think they're the most complete team in the American League. So they're 31-17. Then you go down the line here. The team that I'm surprised about is how quickly the Twins were able to turn it around and go on this ridiculous win streak. I don't think they're as good as the Tigers, the Royals, and even the Guardians. So I had this ranked Tigers, Royals, Guardians close, and then Twins. If the Twins are playing like this, you really have four legit playoff contenders in this division, which you had for most of last year. It's just that the Twins.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And the Tigers flip-flop towards the end of the season. So I think the Guardians are going to hover in this range. They'll probably do a light buy at the trade deadline, and you'll see if you catch some fire. I mean, the one thing that bothers me, and I'm sure it bothers many Guardians fans, is you want to see them spend a little bit more, and it's not a sexy team. Like, I don't know. I want to follow some bigger storyline of whether it's a free agent signing or a loud personality. It's, you know, Jose Ramirez is as consistent as they come. He's a Hall of Fame player. He's a quiet leader. You know, for me, I need a little more spice in my life. I get to cover the game nationally, so I don't have to deal with that way. I don't know how you guys feel, but you can't complain about them. They're in a good spot. Look how far they made it last year. What's the sentiment publicly there?
No, you got the right read on it. There's not many people complaining in any sort of way. I think there's a lot of people that we're giving Steven Vogt a lot of credit, obviously, and you can only give the manager so much credit. But for some reason, even when you see the offense isn't as good as you thought, the pitching has been it's had more downs than ups. The bullpen was legendary last year, one of the best all time, and this year it's taken a little bit of a step back. But for some reason, Scott, they just continue to win games.
They do, and I give the front office credit too. Yeah, Voter's doing an awesome job, but you've got a consistent front office in there that has a system down, and it's worked for them. You can call it a little bit of the Rays of the Midwest, but, I mean, the Guardians have been able to consistently outperform whatever you want to call it, expectations, even win projection models, right, if you want to get more granular and analytic with how the game is looked at these days. I mean, the Guardians consistently will outperform expectations. To me, that means it's not just the front office doing the right things, making the right finds, aside from Carlos Santana, but it's how they're developing guys, and they've got a pitching machine. You know, to use the big market example right now, to me, the biggest difference with the Mets now and last year from 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago is the pitching machine that they have. They took David Stearns, just said, hey, let's bring this to a big market team. Just like Andrew Friedman said, let me bring what I'm doing to a big market franchise in the Dodgers. So you get to play with the big toys and get the big free agent or trade for big money players. But then you also still find diamonds in the rough for your bullpen, which makes a big difference and helps carry you in October. That's why I think some of those clubs have taken the next step. For the Dodgers now, it's been a decade, but I see that going on with the Mets. I think the Guardians have the same thing. And if you put, you know, Chernoff and Antonetti in a big market, they'd probably have a World Series title or two.
Scott, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing for baseball. Love the show.
Thank you, Nick and Jonathan. Great talking to you.
Thank you so much. Scott.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.